Says the Gemara, Kashi the Rabbi Shimon. We're picking up in the Gemara in the wide lines, 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 lines down in the wide lines, the Gemara. My Kashi the Rabbi Shimon. What was Rabbi Shimon's problem? What was Rabbi Shimon's issue in the Mishnah that he had to reinterpret the machlokus between Rabbi Akiva? Between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbana and the Tanakamo. So, Ma Raya L'Shochet Me Ochel. How can you bring a Raya from Shchut Echutz to Achila? Ma L'Ochel Shkeinene. After all, again, by case of consumption, there is an element of Hano. Elakach Sha'alon. Rather, again, here was the Shaila. Ha Ochel Nosar Mechamisha Zvachem Behelam Achas Mahu. If a person eats Nosar from 5 different Karbanos in one lapse of awareness, what's Talocha? Chayiv B'chol Achas. Are you chayiv for each and every act of consumption? Oh, achos al kulon. Or are you only chayiv one for one? One carbon for all acts. Amrulo, so they said to him, Lo shamanu. This halacha we never heard. Amr Rabbi Yeshua, shamati, I did hear the following. Ba'ochal mizevach echad mechamisha tamchuyin behelam achos, shechai v'akol achos v'achos mishum mi'ilo. So Rabbi Yeshua says, what I did hear is as follows. That if you go ahead and you eat of one carbon, but 5 tamchuyin. Now, the truth is, the Gemara is not going to define until Tazayna Madalev exactly what tamchuyin means. But if I go ahead and I eat of one carbon prepared, well, called from 5 different dishes, what's the halacha? You're chayiv for each and every one. Veroa amish advarm kavachomer. And I see based on this that indeed it's a kavachomer. What's the kavachomer? Ma mizevach echad shen gufin mechulakin chayiv akalachas vachos. If consuming from one carbon granted 5 different tamchuyin, 5 different dishes, you're chayiv each and every one. Mishum tamchuyim mechulakin, chamisha zvachim dugufin mechulakin lakol shekein. All the more so, again, if it's an act of consumption from 5 different karbanos, certainly, again, one should be chayiv for each individual act of consumption as well. Rabbi Shimon, lo kach shalom. Rabbi Shimon says, no, this was not the exchange. Ella, ba'ochel mizevach echad, nosar mechamisha zvachim. So the Gemara says, rather, what's the case? Where you ate nosar from 5 different karbanos, behelam achos. And you consumed these 5 different portions of nosar in one lapse of awareness. Mau, chayiv achos al kulon. Are you chayiv one karban for all the acts of consumption? O chayiv al kol achos v'achos. Or are you chayiv for each independent act of consumption? Amrulo, so they said back to him, Lo shamanu, this we never heard. Rabbi Yeshua shamati, ba'ocha mizevacharam b'chamisha tamchuyim. So Rabbi Yeshua says, I did hear the following case. If a person ate of one karban, if prepared in 5 dishes, again, we'll define what that means on Tezayin Amud Aleph, shu chayiva kol achas v'achas mishum mi'ila. That one is chayiv ultimately, again, for each independent act of consumption. V'roa ani shadvarm kavachomer. It would appear to me that indeed, this is the halacha. Good. So Rabbi Akiva, so remember again, Rabbi Akiva says, if you're telling me a halacha, then I'll be mekabel it. If it's not the halacha, then I have the ability to refute it. To which the Gemara says, so Rabbi Akiva then goes on to give his pircha of the kavachorm, and namely, that you can't go ahead and learn the halachas of Nosar from Mi'ila, because Mi'ila is chomer in all of the ways that the Mishnah expressed. So asks the Gemara, Kibla Rabbi Yeshua lahatshuv Rabbi Akiva. Oh lo, did Rabbi Yeshua accept this pircha of Rabbi Akiva or not? Tashma, achol chamish chatichos nosar mizevach echad behelam achos. If a person ate 5 pieces of nosar that all came from one carbon in one lapse of awareness, what's talicha? Bechamisha tamchuyin. And again, he ate them, literally translated in 5 dishes. Eino mevi elo chatos achos. He goes ahead and he only has to bring one chatos. V'alo hoda shalohen, and halacha lemaisa, again, if he's not sure, right? If again, lo hoda shalohen means that halacha lemaisa, this would be a case of an asham taloi. He's not sure, did he transgress or not? Eino mevi elo asham taloi achos. He would only bring one asham taloi for 5 possible prohibitions. Furthermore, b'chamish ha'alamos, but if he ate 5 pieces of nosar in 5 ha'alamos, nevi chatos al kol achos v'achos. The halacha is you bring a separate chatos for each and every one. V'alodo shalahen, but if you're not sure exactly, meaning, I know that I ate 5 pieces, I know that I ate 5 items in 5 different ha'alamos, but I don't know if halacha lamaisa it was nosar, then what's the halacha? Nevi asham taloi al kol achos v'achos. There you bring a separate asham taloi for each act of consumption. Says the Gemara, Michamisha zvachem halamachos, if you ate 5 pieces of nosar from 5 different karbanos, but in one lapse, chayiv al kol achos v'achos, chayiv for each and every act. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, afilu achol chamish chatichos mechamish zvachem behalamachos. Even if you ate 5 pieces from 5 different karbanos in one lapse, eno mevi ela chatas achas. He holds you only bring one chatas. V'asveikon, remember the case of asveikon is, I know that I eat something, but I'm not sure what it is that I eat. Ein mevi ela asham taloi achas. He would only go ahead and bring one asham taloi. To which the Bryce sends off with this statement. Klalo shel davar. Here's the halach. Here's the klal, the general principle. Kol shechalukin bechatos, chalukin ba'ashamos. So in other words, any case in which the halacha is that the particular act would result in independent chatos, so ultimately, again, you would also bring independent ashamas. Says the Brais, it goes on. What happens if a person went ahead and ate 5 pieces in prepared in five different dishes from one karban before the dam was sprinkled? Afilu behalamachos, then Allah Almighty, even if you ate this all in one halam, chayiv akal achas v'achas mishum ila. The halach is that you're going to be chayiv ultimately again for each independent act because of mi'ila. Top of Tes Zayin Amud Aleph says the Gemara v'ila al sveko maybe asham taloi lo katani. Now, if you notice again, the Braisa doesn't bring up the following case. That in a case of Safek, a person would bring an Asham Talui. So money. Money, huh? Whose opinion does this reflect? Ilim Rabbi Akiva listening to Namisifa. Right? Ultimately, again, if it was Rabbi Akiva, then the Braisa should have stated in the Seifa like it did before, Va'al Sveka and maybe Asham Talui. That ultimately, again, for any type of Safek, you bring an Asham Talui. To which the Gemara says, Dasnan, because we learned, Rabbi Akiva Mechayiv al Safek Mi'ila Asham Talui. Rabbi Akiva holds that even in the case of Safek Mi'ila, the halacha is you bring in Asham Talui. Ela, Lav Rabbi Yoshua. Rather, you have to say that what? Rather, Ela Lav Rabbi Yoshua. You have to say that Rabbi, the opinion that's being expressed here is the opinion of Rabbi Yoshua. Vikatoni, Bechamish Ha'alamos, maybe Chamish Chatos. And yet, what do you see? That in a case where there are 5 different lapses of awareness, Halacha Lamaiso, you go ahead and you bring 5 Chatos. What do you see? Emir Shmamino, Kiblamine. It again becomes clear that what? That Rabbi Yoshua clearly accepted the Pircha, or the refutation of Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah. Ela Adrabo. I could say just the opposite. Mi seifa diktoni mechamisha zvachem afilu behelam achos chayv akal achos v'achos. So I can make an absolutely opposite inference from the seifa. What did the seifa say? If you have 5 zvachim, right, if a person ate 5 pieces of nosar from 5 different karbanos, even if you ate them in one halam, chayv akal achos v'achos. What do you see from that? Shema mina, lo kibla mine. We'll say from that we will see that Rabbi Yoshua did not accept Rabbi Akiva's pircha. Ve'ela ma'is l'chol ha'mimar. So what do you have to see? What do you have to say? Tanohi. You're going to have to say this is machlokis tanoim. Diketana de kibla, diketana de lo kibla. Apparently, again, according to one approach, Rabbi Yoshua accepted the pircha of Rabbi Akiva. According to a second approach, he did not. To which the Gemara says, because afilu tim Rabbi Akiva, because you could even if you want to say that ultimately again, that the version or that say the opinion of the Tanakhama and the Breiso, it really reflects the view of Rabbi Akiva. So vahai Tana sovale kavase bechado, and it must be that the Tanakhama holds like him in one case, upali gale bechado, and he disagrees with Rabbi Akiva in a different case. Sovale kavase balama. So ultimately, again, he agrees with Rabbi Akiva when you have separate halamos, that separate halamos, independent lapses, create or generate independent obligations. Upalig ale b'mi'ilos. But ultimately, again, he disagrees with Rabbi Akiva in the case of safek mi'ilos. And again, when you're not sure about whether or not you did something wrong, even though Rabbi Akiva holds that halacha lemaisa, if you're not sure, you would go ahead. That in a case of possible mi'ilo, you bring in asham talui. The Tanakhama ultimately, again, does not hold that way. So the Gemara goes on. So the Gemara says, "Hechi dami chamisha." Fine. So we'll say. So that's how the Gemara resolves it. Machlokis Tanoim, ultimately again about whether or not Rabbi Yoshua ever accepted the pircha of Rabbi Akiva. Hechi dami chamisha tamchuyin. So let's remember again. We've been speaking about this concept of chamisha tamchuyin, five dishes. What's the case of five dishes? Remember again, the importance of chamisha tamchuyin is that apparently it generates independent liability for each act. Says the Gemara, ka'osa sheshaninu, chamisha dvarim ba'ola mitstarfin. There are five different parts of an ola that halacha l'maisar mitstarif, that combine in order to form a prohibition of shchut echutz. In other words, in order to be chayav for shchut echutz, you have to offer up at least the kezayis outside of the Beis HaMikdash.